Good afternoon. This is Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew. I'm Mark Sheffield, the partner in charge of our emerging business group. And I'm here today with angel investor and president of GLJ Group, Gary Jinks. Gary, welcome to the Founders Pit Crew.
Thank you, Mark.
So you just finished presenting on the topic, the top 10 new things you need to know about startups today, with the tagline, "This is not your dad's.com." Gary presented this for our Emerging Business Group's Best Practices Seminar. Based on that presentation, Gary, what are the one or two thoughts that you would like to leave founders with?
Well, I think if I was to pick two out of the 10, I would probably start with the fact that the bar has been raised. Like I say, back when I did my first startup in 1998, we barely had a minimally viable product. We went out and got $25 million in funding, and we went down the road. Today, they expect you to have your minimally viable product done, complete, understanding your customer, know what your plan is, understand what your cost is going to be to get there, be able to communicate that intelligently, and then they're willing to listen to you. So the bar has been raised. The expectations from the investors of how you show up to the door, you have to be much more ready now than you used to be. The second area I think that I'd like to look at is the ecosystem itself and understanding how to leverage and make use of the ecosystem. The secret to a startup and applying the startup model isn't the same as a company where you just build, hire people, and grow a company. It's mainly about getting an idea out and getting that idea acquired by somebody. So it's a matter of building a network and leveraging and working within the ecosystem with investors, subject matter experts, advisors, people that can provide services, and various influencers within this ecosystem to grow this idea and put it out the door. So that's changed quite a bit. So I think, you know, having the bar raised, showing up prepared and ready to do that, and understanding the ecosystem and using it to leverage it to success, I think is the two things that are really changing a lot right now in the startup world.
So a question for you on having the bar raised. So even angel investors are expecting a lot more.
Absolutely.
Even early stage investors like angels.
Absolutely. So now we hear about the bootstrapping phase. So it used to be angel investors were where you would go to say, hey, I've got a great idea. Here's my concept. Here's my PowerPoint slides. And here's the basic team I have that we're working on this. And we think this is going to be a great idea. And the investors would fund that. Well, now the angel investors don't want to. They want to see that, but they want to see your product. They want to see it actually operating and working. And some angel investors are actually wanting you to show up with some revenue already. I think that's pushing the envelope a little too far, but that's what's happening.
Wow. So the startup entrepreneurs really have to be prepared.
They have to be prepared.
Yes, they really got to do their due diligence and work and figure it out.
Exactly. Sort of like school, you know. Everybody started going to colleges back in the late 60s and early 70s because you had to go to college to get a job. You know, everybody says, well, if you don't go to college, you can't get a good paying job. Well, the same thing's happening in the entrepreneur environment. You can't just show up to an investor or show up to a job without having to go to college or having a degree and just expect to compete with the people that have all that knowledge and are ready. So if you go to high school and try to look for a job with somebody who's at college, you're probably going to lose because they're much more prepared for you than you are. And we're seeing that today. I mean, they expect you to show up with this perfect presentation, well laid out plan, and everything dialed up. So it's not as easy as it used to be.
Yeah, one of the other things you mentioned in the seminar was that, the entrepreneurship planning, I mean, you can even go to school now and major in entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of preparation that is being required to be competitive in the startup world.
Yeah, when it was only the Silicon Valley, it was a novel approach. The world didn't really care. They'd watch that little thing in the Silicon Valley and say, oh, that's kind of neat. But now everybody's applying it out, and so now that's where the world is. Oh, I'm taking a career path of entrepreneur. So now the expectations of you are like any other professional career path because now it is a professional career path. So it's no longer a hobby.
And other countries throughout the world are learning how to do this. Is that true?
They are trying. They are. They are trying to put it together. The biggest challenge we're having there is most other countries don't know how to be startup investors because they come out of banking or they come out of oil or they come out of real estate. And their idea of a good investment is where they crushed the person on the other side of the table and got an amazing deal. And so to them, that was a successful negotiation. But in the startup world, if you crush the startup on their side of the table, then you've killed your opportunity for that company to go anywhere. So what they do is they'll come in and they'll give them some money and they'll take 80% of the company. But they don't know that kills the company. So they think they're getting a great deal because that's how they've always done business. Like buying a car, you know, oh, I got a steal on that car. You know, okay, they want to get a steal on that deal. So they want to get a steal on the investment of that startup, not really that steal they just got actually probably damaged the company beyond repair.
Exactly. So they're learning about startups.
Yes.
It's a process to
And a lot of parts of the world, it's, you know, investors are still people with wealth or they wouldn't be investing.
Right.
So a lot of them, I still, when I travel around the world, it's really funny to go to an investor or a type of event, let's say in Dubai. Half the investors in there, it's just, they just brag, oh, I've got two startups. What do they do? Oh, I don't know. It's just bragging rights that they can say, hey, I'm an investor.
I've got two startups.
I've invested in two startups because it's cool around the water cooler.
Okay.
Useless to the startup, but.
Great. Okay. Well, we could go on and on. You're really interesting. We're so glad to have you come and present today, and it was well received. Everybody really liked it.
Thank you.
So that's great advice for founders. Thank you for being here to share that with us. This has been another Pit Stop for your emerging business, brought to you by Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew.